Ladies and gentlemen, the Fred Waring Show.
Sparkling songs of love tingle from your touch.
A happy Wednesday to you, and welcome to the Fred Waring Show. Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians, broadcasting from Radio City in New York. Here to greet you is your host, Fred Waring.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for coming. That was Bill Gibbons. This is Fred Waring and all of Pennsylvania. Bill, do you remember when you used to put our show on the air by saying, the Pennsylvanians are coming to you from Worthington Hall?
I sure do. Shawnee on Delaware. And those were mighty fine days, Fred, and I'd certainly like to be back there right now playing a little golf.
So we all, Bill, but since we can't go there, we're about to do the next best thing and indulge in a few reminiscences, playing and singing some of the songs we especially associate with last summer at Shawnee. So here we go first with Shawnee. Pennsylvania Week. And each day we've come up with some interesting facts about our native state. Yesterday we told about the thousands of people who flocked to PA when oil was discovered there in 1867. But in the summer of 1947, at least 500 people came to Pennsylvania, not for oil, but for music. Music educators, students, community music leaders, and some folks just simply interested in choral music really surprised us with their eagerness to accept our invitation to come and watch us at work, and to work and play with us. Why are we bringing all this up in October? Well, for one reason, our whole gang is embarking on a 4 weeks concert tour beginning next Sunday, and we're looking forward to renewing many of the friendships made at Shawnee. Today's program is our way of recalling the things we did last summer and of saying to our guests, thanks for coming, and we hope we'll be seeing you. One of the interesting little sidelights in our summer session was the scat singing we indulged in to try to teach our music educator visitors how to sing in rhythm. Let's show them a little how this goes, boys. Rat-tat-tat-ya.
Rat-tat-tat-ya.
Yad-a-la-la-ow.
Yad-a-la-ow.
Rululu.
Rululu.
Yow-wow.
Yow-wow.
Not so good.
Not so good.
Not so bad.
Not so bad.
Very bad.
Very bad.
That's the way we do it.
That's the way we do it.
That's the way we do it. That's enough. That's enough. Now you see from the Glee Club and Gordon Berger, a song, or you hear rather, a song which should bring back memories of our late evening sessions at Binnacle Lodge. We all would start to sing something like, drink to me only with thine eyes, drink to me, D-R-I-N-G-K, drink to me with thine eyes.
Come on, Betty, come on.
Things last summer, including a surviving of a couple of heat waves, which our music workshop guests thought were concentrated right in that balcony control room at Worthington Hall. Here's the orchestra serenade to the summer heat wave. weren't those music shop workshop students surprised when we told them there were 8 syllables in the word Wyoming? 8 tone syllables, that is. But before each week was over, they were all singing Ooh-ah-ee-oh-ming. And when you put it all together, it simply amounts to this. A beautiful song. Enjoy little informal recitals by members of the Pennsylvanians. Every Saturday morning, they gathered in Worthington Hall to listen to our two piano team, Virginia Morley and Livingston Gerhardt. And the favorite of this recital was Livingston's Baby Boogie. Virginia and Livingston. Oh, even Uncle Lumpy is remembering the things he and Orly did last summer, because here he is with the story he first told at Shawnee. Maybe you'll recall. Orly and the Ivy. Uncle Lumpy.
Well, now, one fine day, little old Orly, he's out of playing in the woods, and after a while, he got tired and sat down under a tree to rest a little. But I got as he no sooner sat down till he felt something grab his arms. He looked down, and there's two green, shiny hands with only three fingers, and there's a hanging on to him and trying to drag him down a big hole in the ground. He tried to hold back, but they pulled him right down the hole, and he landed with a bump. Right in the middle of an awful funny-looking place. Everything was shiny green, and he was right in the middle of a crowd of strange-looking critters, all of them with long, skinny arms and three-fingered green hands, and they was a-waving them at him and a-singing a song. Ha, 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 hee, 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 beware of the hand with the fingers three, beware of the shiny, shiny green you'll see, 'cause you're in the land of the poison ivy. It's too late now, you gotta take your turn, 'cause everything we touch is gonna burn. Well, now, Orly, he was scared, and he tried to get away, but they all reached out their three-fingered hands and took a hold of him, and his arms started to burn and itch, and they started to scratching them, and this started the funny-looking people to singing again. Goody, 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 just look what he's a-doing. He's a-helping us to get the poison brewing, 'cause itching and a-scratching and a-scratching and a-itching, they're the very, very, very best things to do. Yes, itching and a-scratching and a-scratching and a-itching will spread the poison ivy all over you. Well, sir, Orly, he quit scratching when he heard this, but he still burned and itched, and he didn't know what to do. But just then he heard a funny sound. He looked around, and here come a whole bunch of bars of yellow soap, and they was a marching along and singing.
Soap, soap, yellow soap, we're the ones to give you hope. Rub, rub in the tub, scrub the ivy from you, bub.
Well, now, when the green ivy critters seen him a-coming, they left the whole Orly and started to fight the big soap bars. They wrapped their green fingers around him and fought him up and down. It didn't look too good for the soap, but right in the middle of it, here comes some bottles of pink stuff a-marching along. And there's a singing, too.
Oh, we're fine, 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 we're the calomine. We'll help fight the three green leaves that shine. If you have any trouble with the poison ivy, then you'd better call us immediately.
Well, sir, they rushed in and started fighting, too, and in a minute, the poison ivy critters run away. And just then, Orly woke up. He'd fell asleep whilst he was resting, and he says to himself, my, oh, my, what a bad dream that was. But just then, he felt a itching and a burning on his hands, and he looked down, and there's a whole lot of plants with three shiny leaves. He'd fell asleep in a patch of, guess what? I guess you know what it was, don't you? Well, he run right home and told his ma to get the yeller soap and the calamine, and she did right away. And because he fixed it up so quick, all he had was a little itching for a day or so. Of course, it ain't everybody that's that lucky, so maybe you just better watch awful close for them three shiny leaves. Or instead of swimming and a-playing and laughing, you're liable to be a-itching and a-scratching and a-burning. That's all.
Yes, we're back to the things we did last summer, one of which was to sing lustily, loudly, and long in a song called Country Style. Remember, girls? Careful, that's one line.
When you do a square dance, never have a care. Dance, be a Fred Astaire. Don't you be a square.
Where you come to fancy dancing, told you. I just shine about a mile. I just have not told you. Midnight country style. Hear that fiddle. I could listen all night. Hear that banjo. Ain't that something? Darn right. Dance to share a loving cup with everybody to for a while. Father, it's enough with midnight country style.
Circle to the right, grab a pretty girl and hold her tight.
Four hands up and around you go.
When you get straight, it's a do-si-do.
Gave us many a laugh last summer, but we also had our serious moments, moments when all of us, workshop members and Pennsylvanians alike, found inspiration in singing songs such as this one, which Jane Wilson and the Glee Club and Morley and Gerhardt bring to you. It's Ringwald's adaptation of Chopin's Etude in E major, Hymn to Music.
Universal language of love and of praise.
Waring, thanks again for coming. Hope you enjoyed our summer reminiscence, and we'll see many of our Shawnee Workshop guests when we're on our tour. So long. Start with us.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.